The Oslo Repertory Theatre will soon be presenting Faces of Change, a documentary theatre piece in connection with their upcoming production, Clybourne Park, to the public, free of charge. It will be shown at Cook Theatre at the Florida State University Center for the Performing Arts at 5555 North Tamiami Trail in Sarasota, on the grounds of the Ringling Museum of Art, on Friday, February 1st at 8 p.m., and again on Saturday, February 2nd at 2 p.m. A subsequent showing will take place on Thursday, February 7th at 6 p.m. at the North Sarasota Library, 2801 Newtown Boulevard, Sarasota. For more information about Faces of Change, I'm speaking with Oslo Repertory Theater Education and Outreach Apprentice Lily Junker. Thank you so much for speaking with me today.
Thank you for having me.
So first of all, can you offer a brief description of the play for those who haven't heard about it?
Sure. Faces of Change is actually a documentary theater piece. So instead of being sort of a straight-through narrative the way that a traditional play would be, it's a sequence of stories and conversations that I've compiled through interviews and story circles that I've conducted with community members throughout the Newtown and Sarasota County and Bradenton area.
And can you tell us a little bit about the origins of the piece and what's the sort of impetus behind it?
Sure. So this season at Oslo Rep, as a part of our American Character Project, we are producing Clybourne Park, which is a Tony Award-winning, Pulitzer Prize-winning play that is a response to the play A Raisin in the Sun. So to help tie this piece to our community and to help show the connections and to help the community directly connect with the piece, we have brought out some of the themes that we see in Clybourne Park and had some conversations with people in the community, so specifically about change in the community, both physical and also mindset changes that people have seen.
And so speaking of the community, who's in the cast?
We actually have some community members who are acting in the piece, some who are interested in performing, and some who actually we met through the story circle process, and they had some interesting stories to tell, and we've brought them in so that there can be first-hand accounts as well.
And can you tell me a little bit about the writing and directing process?
Sure. So over the course of about 2 months, I conducted well over 20 hours worth of interviews, and then I recorded all of them and then went ahead and was transcribing them for a time. And so I wound up with about 300 pages of interviews and stories from people throughout the area. And we talked about everything from the civil rights movement to the state of Newtown today. And we and then I took the 300 pages that I had and pared it down and crafted a script with a bit of a through line, going from where we were and where we are now and the differences that we see. And so from there, I brought the script to the cast, and it's really been a collaborative process from there on out, especially because they've been adding their own anecdotes. They've been making the pieces their own while still honoring the original stories and the words of the original interviews.
Great. And so going forward into the actual performance of the play, what do you think audience members can expect to see and experience?
Well, I guess I would give the audience the advice to come ready to listen to a story, because the piece is actually a reading, so the performers are taking on many characters and reading their stories. I would say come ready to be surprised. I think throughout the process, we have found that none of us knew exactly what Sarasota was like years ago. And even if we did, everyone has a different perspective on that, and come curious about the past and about the future. Be ready to hear about change. Be ready to hear some surprising statistics and stories, and be ready to laugh as well.
Great. Well, thanks again for speaking with us today.
Thank you. Thanks for talking with me.
Once again, that was Lily Junker, Oslo Repertory Theater Education and Outreach Apprentice, discussing the upcoming theater piece, Faces of Change. For WSLR, this is Tyler Whitson.